Market View on Money FM 89.3.
Despite the fact that there's quite a bit of uncertainty regarding the U.S. electoral results being such a tight race between former Vice President Joe Biden and current U.S. President Donald Trump, and also the possibility of a contested result, markets seem to be shrugging this off and looking rather strong. Take case in point, the Straits Times Index here in Singapore rising by more than 2%, and even markets out in mainland China doing well. The Shanghai and Shenzhen Bourse also up by more than 1.2% each. It seems it's going to be a green day for markets. Well, why is it that markets seem to be doing this, despite the fact that leading up to the U.S. elections, this was the concern and fear of many investors across markets globally? Well, today on Money FM 89.3, we are joined by Mr. Jimmy Tzu once again. He's the chief market strategist at Fullerton Markets, and he joins us all the way from Shanghai to talk to us about how this is impacting market sentiment in the mainland and how China is viewing the ongoing U.S. elections and the tallying of the results. Jimmy, thank you so much for joining us today. Glad to hear you are still in good health in Shanghai. And welcome back to the show, sir.
Thank you.
There's quite a bit of uncertainty in the elections right now because the race is pretty tight, although we do see that a former Vice President Biden seems to have a pretty solid lead at the moment. And there seems to be no serious doubt about a possible blue wave victory in the United States. Despite all of this and the possibility of a contested result, it seems that markets in Asia, at least, are looking very strong and continuing to hold gains. From what you're seeing at the moment, why do you think markets are shrugging off this lingering uncertainty and continuing to move forward in very confident fashion?
It seems like some market players has reached a consensus. Either one become the president of the U.S. for the next 4 years. They view this as a positive news, although, at this moment, the outcome is still not very clear. The reason is that they believe that though this thing kind of like affect the market for a very short period of time, but for traders are looking for long term, they're still looking at the monetary and the fiscal policy. And be it who become the president for the next 4 years, the market believe that there will be some sort of a package to come at this moment. So I think that's the reason I think some people are start looking to buy the dips, especially when the market is sold off heavily last week. So they see this is a kind of like opportunity. Also, the market is waiting for the Federal Reserve meeting on Thursday night. Hopefully, they got some clues that they will continue to use the loose policy to support the market. So all these things actually give the people some kind of thoughts like all these things going to be positive to the markets in the coming a few months.
It seems that the elections have taken such a center stage that some may be forgiven for forgetting that the Federal Reserve is about to make their next policy decision. Now, some in the markets think that the Federal Reserve might be under pressure to provide even more or additional monetary stimulus. But how effective is monetary stimulus at this point, given the trillions of dollars that the Fed and other central banks in the world have started to provide to markets? And is it fair for markets to expect the Federal Reserve to provide even more support at this point?
Of course, I think monetary policy, it's how it works. I think it was more on the Wall Street instead of the real street. Since March, markets start to rebound after the sold-off. I think one of the key reasons is because of the Fed's monetary policy, so many liquidity in the market, and they just directly or indirectly purchase the corporate bonds. So I think that is going to continue to be a very crucial support for the market. But on the economic side, I think for not only for US, for the rest of the countries, I think what people really need is whether they have enough check to consume. The domestic demand is strong enough to support the manufacturing activity, and that depends on the fiscal policy. But return to the elections, the markets do have the consensus, be it the person finally is Trump or Mr. Biden. So they all believe there will be kind of sort of the fiscal package will come here. That's why we see things in the Asia time yesterday night. The people already start to a bit rush to buying the stocks because they worry about, if they enter too late, they just cannot get the good price like now at this moment.
Yeah, and that's that fear of missing out, it seems, that we're seeing out on Wall Street. Now, Jimmy, how important is the U.S. elections actually to Chinese markets? Or might it be argued that the economic shift that the government is trying to make with regards to the five-year plan is actually going to be more important for Chinese markets moving forward? Or do you think it's not an either-or question between the two?
For the China policy at this moment, I think it's still too early to talk about. But I think the near-term, the very, very impact is the U.S. dollar. So it looks like the yesterday impact is, it seems that if the Trump's win probably will encourage for a strong dollar, and Biden win probably will encourage for a weaker dollar. That's what we see on the reaction yesterday. So, of course, a weaker dollar probably will be more friendly to the capital market. What we see is in the past few months, the dollar's correlation is always have a negative correlation with the stocks market. So dollar should be very support for the stocks market, especially for the emerging market. So I think that probably will be the very direct impact to the emerging market for the very first moment. But for these few weeks, I see the calendar of the Asian market probably is quite light. So most likely the thing driven for the Asian market or even the Chinese market probably still will be the US markets. That's the anchoring at this moment.
What about the Chinese yuan, Jimmy? How important is the yuan's strength against both the Chinese economy and markets? It seems that authorities are favoring a stronger yuan at the moment, or renminbi. But will a stronger yuan actually be good for both the Chinese economy and the markets, given this shift or this rebalancing that Chinese authorities, economic authorities, are trying to accomplish?
Yeah, in the past few, I think for Chinese authorities, they probably prefer a stabilized yuan. So in the past few months, especially in the past few weeks, when the Chinese yuan is surged to some certain level like 6.65, they come out with the measures like scrapping the FX forward purchasing fees and also adjusting some fixing regime. So I think for Chinese yuan at this moment, the next coming a few months, I think highly likely it probably will move between probably 6.7 to 6.8. And after the U.S. election, the outcome is come out. I expect probably with the dollar will slightly going lower. So that will also continue to support the Chinese currency at this moment. It's simply because of some uncertainty is gone. And it seems like the stocks market will continue to be stabilized in the next few months. So that will probably continue to pressure the US dollar, will push the Chinese yuan higher.
Right. And finally, Jimmy, look, I can't let you go without asking you to tell us about what the market reaction has been to the decision to suspend Ant Group's IPO out in Shanghai. Now, this was supposed to be the biggest in history, and everybody, not just in Asia, but across the world, had their eyes fixed on that dual listing in Hong Kong and Shanghai. Surely it must have been a bit of a shock for markets out there. What was the market reaction like in Shanghai based on who you've spoken to and what you've seen with regards to this decision?
Well, the market takes they take a different approach on this, and also they probably have some different views on that. But I think for China, given the leverage ratio, it's already increasing very sharply in the past few months. So tightening the risk and the financial risk, curbing the financial risk, it's also not a yesterday story. And this IPO is going to be very huge. And the Ant Group, they also provide some credit facilities. So I think at this moment, the government is just trying to make sure things are still on hand and in control probably at this moment.
Do you think the valuation might come down, though, because of what happened on Tuesday and some of the regulatory issues that that regulators have brought up?
Valuation-wise, I think it will be more or less, it will be affect a bit. But at this moment, I think there's no details to come out at this moment, how they're going to adjust their business models. And so, we see.
Fair enough, then. Jimmy Tu, Chief Market Strategist at Fullerton Markets, thank you so much for joining us today on Money FM 89.3. As always, I wish you and your loved ones continued good health and safety in these trying times. And we wish you a happy Thursday and rest of the week ahead out in Shanghai. Thanks again.
Thank you.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.